Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Yeah.
Now then, it's one of the things that I've noticed is all this summer, Nevin has been frighteningly healthy. Now, I think, Nevin, that this is all due to the fact that you have two small people in your house. I could be that.
Well, it's going to change the way it could, to be honest with you.
Well, I bet it has. But firstly, because you have to change because you've got little people in your house. But also in your own mindset, maybe. It has changed, the two of you, and how you deal with food and what you'd normally maybe serve yourselves or whatever.
Well, very true. I mean, like, first of all, when you have two young babies, you know, it's all about routine, as you know, and discipline. And, you know, I mean, like, they eat whatever we're eating and, you know, we try and eat as healthily as possible.
Yeah.
I've tried to train hard this summer and try to lose a little bit of weight because I'll tell you, I love my food and I'm tasting all the time. It's not the healthiest job.
Sure.
If I didn't train, I'd be like a little Teletubby. I'd hardly get in that door. So, you know, it's just about balance. It is. And I mean, with the twins, it's great. And Imelda, you know, it's great that we can all eat together and enjoy it. And I usually make things in batches and freeze it down if I'm not there for Imelda. So help as much as possible at home.
Sure, I understand. So, but anyway, but the good thing about this is you're suddenly moving into, you've got a bit of an old dessert for me today.
A bit of a sweet tooth.
So yeah.
As you well know,
it's
my
like
friend.
It's like an escape from home on this one.
You let me out for the day.
Yeah, a bit of that. So anyway, you're on strawberries today.
Well, we have two lovely desserts. And first of all, it's a strawberry and passion fruit meringue roulade. It's just delicious. And it's light. And it's a lovely kind of, like, if you're having the family around, you can have this pre-done, you know, roll. And I'll talk you through the whole process of making the roulade. This serves about 8 people. For me, it'll probably serve about 2 people. No, but 8 people at home, the recipe. So you have 4 egg whites which are separated, bring them to room temperature, you whisk them up, and into that you're going to add 200 grams of golden caster sugar. And when you're making a meringue, you add it very gradually, don't throw all the sugar in, add a spoonful at a time every 2 minutes. Preheat your oven to 180 degrees, and that's fan oven about 160, so it's usually 20 degrees less, or gas mark 4, which is perfect. Then with say like a Swiss roll tin, you line that with parchment paper, which is the best. We don't use greaseproof paper. Parchment paper is a non-stick silicone paper, nothing will stick to it. It's fantastic. It's one of the things you shouldn't be without in your kitchen. So when you whisk the eggs, I like to put a little pinch of salt just to bring it, it actually helps stabilise the egg, okay, when you're whisking it until stiff. Then you slowly add the sugar. And then what you do, when that's all done, you just simply spread the meringue over your tray and over your Swiss roll tray, which is lined already, and you bake it for about 15 minutes, Marty. And it's until it's crisp on the outside, but it's lovely and marshmallowy. You know that lovely soft texture?
Yes, of course.
So you remove and cool it completely.
You could make a mess of this if you
could. Well, you could, but listen, it's pretty okay. It's pretty foolproof.
Okay.
The only way you can really make a mess is just rolling it and filling it. That's the only, to be truthful with you. And if you don't want to do that, you can still spread the mixture. But I'll go through that all now. So what you do, Marty, is you let it cool completely. When it's cool, you remove the paper. And then what I want you to do then is just simply pull away, discard the paper. Then what you do is just some lemon curd. I haven't given you a recipe, but you can buy lovely lemon curd, you know, and it's just delicious.
Sure.
So it is. We put passion fruit into ours. So you spread it with a layer of lemon curd. Spread it then with passion fruit seeds. I know you're a man for the passion fruit. And you have them every morning for your breakfast, I'm told. And then you spread that over your lemon curd, a little bit of whipped cream, and then some strawberries, lots of strawberries which are chopped, Marty, and then into the whipped cream you're going to flavour it with the vanilla pod. I love vanilla.
Oh, yes,
big
of course.
Fan of vanilla pod. Lovely seeds in it. Whip that until it's lightly soft. So on the roulade, which is, I'm just getting a piece of paper here for you, Marty, look at this here. You spread it with the lemon curd, then your passion fruit seeds sprinkled over it, spread it with a little layer of some whipped cream, and then your strawberries go in there, and then you roll it the nearest end to you. When you have it unpeeled, put a tea towel underneath it and you roll it like this. Can you hear me doing that?
What's the tea towel for?
Yeah, the tea towel is just to support it.
Okay.
And you unroll it like that. Of course, it'll be much bigger than that. But maybe the strawberries will come out of the side. It doesn't matter. It's going to taste delicious.
It is, yeah.
And then you roll
and
that.
It looks like a chocolate gâteau.
Yes, exactly. Put it onto a lovely serving plate. Pipe some cream on top and some fresh strawberries and you will have the most delicious dessert.
So when it comes to trickery for the rolling again, you do it away from you.
Well done.
And very slowly.
Very slowly.
You must do it slowly.
As if, to your listeners, you're rolling a Swiss roll.
And is there any way you can make a complete mess of that? Like you know,
Well, good question. If you overfill it, if you put far too much strawberries or more whipped cream, you know, you can always serve that on the side. If you overfill it, it's going to come out either end, so just be careful of that. And so just roll it carefully, take your time, enjoy it. And trust me, you will just adore it. It's fantastic.
Okay, I love that.
The combination of the strawberries, the lemon curd and the passion fruit and the sweetness of the meringue. Wow, it's just, would have been one of my mother's favourite desserts.
Go ahead. She loved
meringue. And it had to be lovely and soft and sticky. She loved
it. Yeah, well, she'd be particular about how it was.
Oh, yeah, she certainly would. I'll tell you, I didn't get it out of the bushes, as you say.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works.
Now, the next dessert we have is a trifle. And I hear you're partial to a bowl of trifle.
I love a trifle. Every Christmas, there's a trifle in the house.
Oh, it's hard to beat.
Yeah. Maria's mum's.
And is it a sherry trifle?
It is, yeah.
Oh, hard to beat. My mother-in-law makes the same too. And she doesn't realise how good it is. It's just delicious.
It's delicious. And I'm not a huge dessert man, as I think you know. But the sherry trifle, I adore. Yeah. And every time, and for a woman who never drank in her life, God rest her, she, by golly, she didn't hold back.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And it was fantastic.
That's brilliant.
You didn't have to have a drink with it. You just had it. And it was wonderful.
I love it.
It was fantastic. Oh,
that's
but anyway,
brilliant.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm in your way.
Oh, my God. No,
sherry
you're not.
Trifle.
That's very good.
It's just strawberry trifle.
So we're going to talk about a homemade custard, which is very easy. This serves six.
Okay.
And the custard is 1 pint of milk, 6 egg yolks, 100 grams of caster sugar, 1 vanilla pod, so we used a vanilla pod in the meringue, but we've also used one here.
Mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of corn flour and 1 tablespoon of flour. Now, this is really important because the flour and corn flour will stop it from curdling and it will thicken it up.
Okay.
So it's a kind of foolproof custard. So what you do, you boil the milk, we call that scalding. You put the skin of the vanilla pod into it. Into the egg yolks, you whisk in the sugar and you add in the vanilla seeds. And then when the milk has come to the boil, into your egg yolks, I want you to add the corn flour and the plain flour. Just sieve them both into that, whisk that in. Add in your hot liquid, which is the milk, into your egg yolks and whisk that all together. Now, if you don't cook that out, you're going to have a really raw taste. And you know the raw flour taste, it's awful.
Horrendous.
Don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. So what you do, you put that back onto the pan, onto the heat, excuse me, on a low heat, and you stir for about 4 to 5 minutes. In a saucepan until it really coats the back of the spoon and thickens. Then immediately when that happens, pass it through a sieve into a bowl and that's it. That's your custard done. It couldn't be easy. You'll have a custard made in 15 minutes from start to finish, genuinely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's good. You will. So then the next part, so that's the first part of the trifle. The next part is really assembling. So we're using 350 grams of Madeira cake. Go to any good bakery, supermarket, you'll get lovely Madeira sponge from lots of lovely little bakeries. So
sure,
you don't have to worry about making that. 900 grams, and that's strawberry jam we're using. Okay, some nice flavoured strawberry jam. We spoke about Clark's strawberries a few times in the programme. They also have a lovely range of jams, which is fantastic, using only their fruit. They're the only, I think they're the only producer of jam in Ireland that is using their own fruit, all Irish. I think so.
Oh, that's very impressive.
So it's really good.
Yeah.
Crème de cassis, which is a blackcurrant liqueur, or you can use a raspberry one if you want to. 3 tablespoons of that. Now, I like that. I have to say, you can buy it in small bottles, a little quarter size, and lovely in Prosecco.
If that's too much for some people, what would you...
Well, you could just... You can leave it, of course. Yeah, you can leave it out.
Yes.
I mean, you can put a little bit of port into it if you want to.
Yeah,
works well with strawberries. But crème de cassis, it's worth getting.
Yeah, I love it, personally. I know. I think it's lovely.
And then, Marty, into that, then we have 400 grams of strawberry sliced, 1 tablespoon of golden syrup and some whipped cream. So this is really easy. So the first thing you do then is you slice the cake and you sandwich together with the jam that we've just softened up. So you do it into large cubes. So that goes at the bottom of the dish, okay? And then what you do is with your strawberries, you put your strawberries on top of your sponge, which you've already put the jam on. Drizzle a little bit of the crème de cassis over it and a little bit of the golden syrup over that. Then the next thing I want you to do is the layer of custard, which is cold. If it's hot, you know, you're not going to have a warm trifle.
Sure.
You don't want that. So I forgot to say the custard can be made the day ahead. Put that on top of your strawberries, and then what you do is your whipped cream on top, garnish with fresh strawberries. A big, huge bowl, or you can do it individually if you want to, in little dessert glasses, and away you go. You have the most delicious strawberry trifle, and grate some chocolate over it if you want to. But listen, it's yum, yum, yum all the way.
It's fantastic.
He's licking his lips here.
I can see it. It's a lovely one.
I wish I bought him one.
It's, don't be silly. I didn't expect it.
I know
now,
that.
Strawberry trifle it is, and the alternative is strawberry and passion fruit meringue roulade. Both lovely. Both
they
fabulous.
They are delicious.
And just a reminder again, as always, these recipes available in case you haven't had a chance to write it down. You'd want to be like a doctor writing it down here.
I know you would.
So you would, yeah. So available on our website. There's nothing to worry about at all. And Marty in the Morning at the Lyric FM website, and there's Nevin's recipes. That's fantastic. I love
Thank
those
you,
too. I love those too, and it's really good. And again, the only thing I would say about the strawberry trifle, for some making custard, it might be easier to buy it
and genuinely, you can buy good quality.
I
should have said that. You can buy good quality fresh custard with vanilla in it. You can have
that. Because it's a lovely idea, this.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right, Mark.
You don't want to make a mess of it just in case.
No, you're right. You're right.
Somebody's trying it for the first time.
Yeah, true.
And keep the faith. Love to your family. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye bye, Marty.
Thank you, sir.